Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The term special leave sounds administrative and even a little bit benign, but in the current South African political climate, it's anything but. Nkunu has been placed on a special leave amid growing MK party tensions. Many are asking if it's legal, if it's political, or maybe if it's something a little bit more murky. We speak this morning to Mike Bolhuis. He's a renowned special investigator to unpack what special leave really means in South African governance and what is at play. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us once again. What exactly is special leave in a South African legal and employment context?
Well, it seems like the definition can change here.
Mm-hmm.
But usually when you give somebody special leave, it would be because of a physical or a personal or even a maybe just fringing on some kind of a dispute.
Mm-hmm.
But not when it's criminal or where you have been identified of a possibility being involved with racketeering or organized crime. What concerns me here is the fact, and which I think is the situation, is that there is truth, and we believe there are, about the things that General Nkwanazi has been saying, and even before that, when senior police officers on the level of brigadiers in the crime intelligence has been arrested, and all the information that everybody, all the listeners, has of late seen in the media, heard of on radios and seen on TV and read in the newspapers. Because the president, in my opinion, would not make such a decision if there's not some concern or truth about this present thing that's happening. Remember, this is happening now. It's not happening when there wasn't anything going on. So it's our opinion that the president had to take steps, and he decided to take the slightest, and as to say, listen, you're going on special leave. We need another minister in place, and you're going to sit one side, and we'll pull you in and hear your side of the story once this commission has done the investigation, which in my opinion is totally going wrong about it. But if you're going to ask me the question if this commission is going to work, I'll answer it.
Is this commission going to work?
Yeah, this commission is not going to work because previous commissions have shown it, and it's just a long period of just talking and, you know, giving bits of pieces of information, but there's no real consequences. You don't see cars being taken back, properties, monies, bank accounts frozen, and people go to jail. And you don't see real serious consequences. And now we're sitting with a level of corruption, organized crime and racketeering on a government level, where even the president is implicated. Because remember, in racketeering and in organized crime, if the president knew of this all along, he's complicit. And that is all the ministers, all the generals, and all and any other policeman. Because if you're a policeman, no matter what your rank is, and you know of these crimes, I mean, and if you don't step forward, what are you? You're part of the crime, you're part of the problem. But the physical actions of the generals, because remember, they operate on extreme manipulation and on intimidation. And that's why many policemen won't come forward. And others won't talk. They have files on each other. They threaten, intimidate each other in a time like this now. In a time like this. Not before. Before, these guys will all get their cuts and their envelopes, and they all work connection towards each other and assisting, because it's a machine. Organized crime is a machine. It must consist of high-ranking officers, government officials, and businessmen, and strong businessmen, and muscle in the public. Because each one has a job to do, and it's all about money, whether it's kidnapping, whether it's drug trafficking, human trafficking, or just money laundering or contract hijacking, whatever it is, where the big money is, not petty theft, handbags stolen, or house robberies. I mean, these are serious Schedule 7 crimes that are being committed. So there is the truth now is has surfaced via a general that stepped up. And that's made the difference, because we have been presenting this truth for years. But now a general, in the midst of all the generals, came with evidence and presented this. And this has now caused a big hoo-ha. So what's going to happen now is, and as is happening, they're going to try and disappear off all the evidence. Secondly, they're going to see who they can stand with against others. They're going to commit any form of manipulation and intimidation, as I've explained, and they're going to try and play this thing out over a period of time, and they're going to try and influence the commission. And remember, if somebody offers you nowadays $500,000 or $1 million or $2 million, it's very easy to look the other way. It's not like 30 years ago, you will immediately not take it. Yeah. Today, people consider money first and then the consequences.
So what does it suggest to you that the president placed him on special leave and didn't suspend him?
Well, my opinion is that the president is not knowledgeable of the real what organized crime and racketeering is really about. He knows of the crimes and he knows what's been going on, and he hasn't done anything about it or very little about it in his reign. And he has now been, as I've said, implicated, and he is now taking drastic steps. And this is one of those drastic steps that he has taken. And there could be ulterior motives. I mean, we don't know what they've decided there. Are we protecting them, they might say to each other? Are we just taking out of the equation presently? Or are we going to scapegoat? Are we going to eventually put this on him or whatever? But I don't think they will do that, because he is a minister. And at the end of the day, who's responsible for this this minister? And who's responsible for the authorities in our country? It falls on the head of the president. In all of this, there are certain three main heads that are going to go and that has to give a complete explanation. And one is the president. The other is the head of the judicial and ministers. And the other is a head of police. They are going to have to say it's under my watch. I mean, if any of my specialist investigators causes serious problems, they're not newspaper, listen, gentleman so-and-so did this, that, and the other. They're going to say specialist investigator Mike Bolas's organization,
no doubt.
Investigator.
100%.
That's what they're going to say, and they will hold me responsible. So these guys are responsible, and I don't know how they're going to get out of this. But my concern is that this commission is not going to go as it should go. You need an independent, specialized, highly qualified, knowledgeable police unit that's not been mentioned anywhere in all this whole debacle, that is experts in serious organized crime and serious and racketeering. If they're not an expert in that, you cannot investigate this.
How do you reconcile the image of the president, which is very, very staunchly anti-corruption, where he's recently dismissed a member of the GNU for what he thinks is, or for what they say is, imperfect or unacceptable act? How does this gel with the decision that he has made about special leave and the way in which this inquiry is going to proceed?
Well, you know, the president is scared. Take in consideration, the people have heard what I've said now. This is serious crimes, these. If you know too much, you can be killed. If you're in the way of them making money, remember, organized crime is a machine. They have people, go-to guys. If the top echelon has a problem, they will get the taxi bosses or the guys that is already in jail that you already know of, and hitmen to deal with it. And we've seen this during the years. So there is absolute fear amongst all of them. This is the cat in the chicken pen, or however you would explain it. So the president is saying all the right things, and he's trying to say all the right things everywhere. But the truth is too much surfacing directly in contrast of what he is saying and what he is doing. So I find him in a position where he does not really know what to do. because he is also implicated and he is also part of all these people that are blamed, and they all know each other. So it's very difficult. I mean, if we are all in the family, all knowing each other, they're going to be very differently when it comes to who's going to do what, where, and how, where one family speaks about another family. It's much easier because that's more distance, and there's no emotions, and there's no knowledge of each other, and there's no relationship. But here is a huge group of the top echelon in our country which has a relationship with each other, which has information of each other, which knows each other's lives, family members, how they live, all of them. And amidst of that, they know that in South Africa, crime pays. And that's why they're committing these crimes and, in a way, getting away with it. But it's also extremely dangerous. You can lose your life, and there can be scapegoats. It's my opinion there's going to be scapegoats.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. How is this going to play out?
Well, that's what I think is going to happen. If there's a commission, a cat is already in jail. A few crime intelligence officers are already in jail. They're going to try and downplay it to specifics. But at the end of the day, if we, the public, now is so aware of what's going on, you guys in the media, so we're going to demand much more this time, hopefully, because we are going to deduct and state that, you know, you are the heads. This happened under your watch. How can you just let this man take the blame or the other? But I think there's going to be a scapegoat situation. The other thing what I think is going to happen, like all previous commissions, it's going to run over a long period of time and just people forget it. You know, over time things, it's an old saying, it heals everything. But over time, people, you know, other narratives come in the way, other situations come up, and people tend to forget and just leave it, especially if there's a bit of a calmness and not happening. Yeah. Remember that one thing that organized crime is going to do now is go underground. They're not going to do anything wrong now. They're going to make everything disappear that they can. They're going to do whatever it takes to have a hold on each other, that nobody talks. And they're not going to give their full cooperation, and they're going to go quiet. They're not going to do anything wrong. They're going to do the bare minimum. So what happens? Time goes by, there's nothing going on, wah, wah, wah. Eventually, when the time is right, they'll just learn from what they've done wrong here and just commit the organized crime and racketeering further.
Mike Bolhuis, a very, very powerful and scary words indeed. Thank you, as always, for bringing us that very, very real perspective.